Hello, I'm Kelly. Welcome to the English radio program. I'm joined today by Mrs. Lee. Mrs. Lee is a high school history teacher, and she's going to tell us about oral histories and personal histories.
Hello, Kelly. Thanks for inviting me to speak.
Let's start with the important things. What is an oral history, and what is a personal history?
Well, the word oral means speaking, and we get an oral history by talking to people. We find out information that might not be in books, and so we can understand history better. A personal history is the history of someone's life. It's the important events in someone's life. Part of collecting a personal history is talking to the people in your life, like your grandparents, and asking them questions about when you were young.
But why do we need to ask people questions? Can't we just look on the internet?
We can look on the internet to find a lot of information, but a lot of the information on the internet is from the media and official sources like politicians and companies. That is also the same information that is in the history books. Chances are, if someone had to reconstruct your life story from the written record and the information on the internet alone, they would have very little to go on. And the information they would be able to find would say very little about the heart and soul of your daily life, or the things that matter most to you. We want to find out the stories of regular people. To get these stories, we need to speak to people and ask them questions.
What kind of information do you ask in an oral history?
You can ask questions about things that you are interested in. For example, you can ask about hopes and dreams, feelings, happy and sad life events, family histories, and personal experiences.
Why are personal histories important?
By learning the stories of regular people, we can learn about the day-to-day life of a culture or a time in history. Think about the history that you've learned in school. Is it more interesting to learn about people's lives, or do you like learning dates and places?
History is more fun when I learn about people and their lives. I think so, anyways.
That's why my students do personal history as a part of their history classes in grade 10. It's a record for the future, and it's much more interesting than reading about dates and places.
Thanks so much for speaking with us today, Mrs. Lee. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.